Here's a thought about the original. One of the premises that's been with photography since its earliest invention in the 1830s has been that the print is the original and everything else is a reproduction. Even Stieglitz camera work photogravures were reproductions. And more recently, newspapers, magazines, books, they're reproductions. Posters are reproductions. The magic is all in the original print. That's what people want to buy and collect, etc. Let's fast forward, however, to the digital age, where now so many of us are using digital technologies to create our images. Is the print still the original? I'm not so sure. It truly can be said that a print can be Command P, and you can make as many copies as you want. So, does that make it an original? It's still a print. It's still valuable. It's what we sign and number and so many of us sell. But is it the original? It occurs to me that there may be a new definition that's worth considering. Let's look at it this way. What if the original is where we do all of our creative work, where we make all of our creative decisions about cropping and tones and color shifts and etc.? If that's the definition of the original, where all the creative decisions are made, it used to be that that was all done in the print. Not in the negative, in the print. But today, all those creative decisions are done in Photoshop or Lightroom. Is it possible that the digital file is now the original and the prints that we make off our inkjet printers, for example, are somehow not originals? They're, what are they? Are they copies? Are they instances? I don't know. I'm not sure this makes any difference to anybody's work, but it's fascinating to think about how the change in technology is forcing us to reconsider some of our oldest definitions.